Hello, Donna Devane here. Welcome. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I greatly appreciate it. Today I want to talk about how we can be the energy of well-being and bring about a new creation in the Gulf of Mexico, in our own lives, and our planet. We have all co-created a situation which none of us likes. To be honest with you, no one enjoys what is happening in the Gulf right now. All the oil and disbursement and the inconvenience to human life, to animal life, this is not what any of us had in mind. And I got up this morning and I asked Spirit, what can we do to bring forth a different creation? And this is what I was given. You are beings of light, of spirit. You are energy. Hold on to the vision. See the Gulf whole, and it will be so. There is nothing that can be created out of balance that balance cannot be restored. This is the power of contrast. You see what you have created. It is a picture of the mindset of many people on the planet who have forgotten that there is more than enough of anything that you would like to interact with. You have only to hold a picture in your inner eye of the Gulf of Mexico, perfect, pure, clean, balanced, and it will be so. Your thoughts are pure energy, bringing forth their physical reflection so that you can interact with your creative powers. You are the energy of creation, the creators of the planet. If what is wrought by you is not pleasing, you have only to think again, as it were, and bring forth a new creation. And I put that on my website. I'll put the link on the show page. Or you can go to www.donnadevane.com, and I will put a link to that page there as well if you would like to read it and get involved. I have on the Healing with Crystals page created a special page with that message, with information on how to use your energy, your stones, and your crystals to bring about this balance, this healing, this well-being for the Gulf of Mexico, for a whole planet, and for ourselves as individuals and as the whole, because we are one. There is nothing that we can think, say, do, bring into form that does not affect the whole, because we are the whole. We are one. Everything that is the one, is the is, if you will. We are all source energy. We are all one. There is no disconnect. There is no separation. And I want to not only talk about this on my podcast and my radio shows. I'm doing radio shows at blogtalkradio.com/empoweredwomen. And I not only want to talk about these things, but I do want to get involved with you on the forum that you can find a link to on this show page for this podcast, or go to www.donnadevane.com, and I will put a link to that page on the Donna Devane website. The reason I'm not giving it verbally is because it's long. Excuse me, and it would be difficult for me to sound it out for you audibly and you write it down. So go to Donna Devane, Donna, DonnaDevane.com, and I will put a link from that page over to the Stones and Crystals page. And actually from DonnaDevane.com, if you'll just use the link for Healing with Stones and Crystals, the Stone and Crystal link there, it will take you to the Stone and Crystal website where you can find the page. I'm going to put it second, so that you will see it. I wanted to provide us with an opportunity to use the stones and crystals that we have. If you don't have any that you feel you're earth keeper of now that are wanting to be used for this purpose, of course I have many available on my website. And what I'm offering now is for every purchase made, whether it's an ebook, a stone, a crystal, a hair feather, dream catcher, whatever, for every purchase made on any of my websites, I will be including a piece of quartz or some other stone or crystal, especially for us to program and place into the earth, because I know a lot of times, you know, if we've got our special stones and crystals, we don't want to place those in the earth. And I have quite a large basket of quartz that are dinged, if you will, but they are perfect for this purpose. And as we program them and place them in the earth, not only will they heal and become self-heal elestials, but the energy that we program them for, that we set them up to channel, to cycle, if you will, from universal whole in through us, in through the crystal, universal whole in through us, in through the crystal, to the Earth Mother. We set this cycle in motion, and I will be including free with each purchase a piece of quartz, as long as the quartz holds out, and I do have quite a few pieces of it, so this should last for a while. I do invite you, if you have a piece of red jasper, rose quartz, or rhodonite, a venturine, a red or a red jasper, or any green stone, program those simply by holding a vision of well-being, of perfection in your mind's eye, in your inner eye, holding the stone or the crystal to your chest or your heart, and then as you've gotten that image in your mind's eye, breathe gently that program, that image, that message into the stone or crystal. And then place that in the earth. Under a tree is a wonderful place, because the tree will then pull that energy in itself, up its trunk, in its branches, out to its leaves. And with each wiggle of the wind, if you will be continuously and constantly, through its root system, its trunk, its leaves, it will be continuously and constantly cycling this well-being back into the planet. Let's join together with all of our relations, as the Native Americans say, with everyone, with everything, with the air, the water, the wind, the soil, every animal, every person, to see well-being, to be the energy of well-being. Because this situation in the Gulf, this lack of balance, is brought about by a belief in not enough, that there's just not enough. And the more we believe in there's not enough, the more desperate people feel, the more desperate things people do. And this was desperate. And if you've listened to my radio show at blogtalk.com/empoweredwomen, and I do encourage you to do so, I have quite a lot of information there on the truth about oil. We are not running out of oil. We have been duped, if you will, by greedy people who like to, they don't think they can get enough money and enough power. And there is an oil that has been found, abiotic oil, A-B-I-O-T-I-C, oil. You can Google it. It is an endless supply. The earth, isn't this wonderful? The Earth Mother herself is continuously creating through a chemical process and renewing fossil fuel. It is not the result of dinosaurs and dead plant matter. It is a chemical reaction within the earth herself. She has provided us with more energy than we would ever need if we decide we want to keep using petroleum. We also have plenty of sun and plenty of wind and plenty of water that can be used for energy as well. And I think we're going to get hold of Tesla's ideas, and we are going to put enough focus on free or very affordable energy for everyone on the planet. And we're going to bring this about. This situation that we are in right now, we're changing. We're changing. We are evolving. We are evolving and changing our planet. It's happening. We see proof of it everywhere. It's all around us. And we can do this easy and joyfully, or we can do it hard. You know, I mean, it really is up to us. Just like in your personal life, you get a chance. Do it easy, do it hard, but change comes about. Our thoughts, our feelings, our beliefs, our actions all work together to bring forth manifested physical form so that we can interact with ourselves as creative creators, and we can play about with what we have pulled into form. I think it's a wonderful process, and we are seeing an escalation now of changes on our planet, continuation of earthquakes, very strong earthquakes, flooding, and of course the Gulf. And there's a lot of information out there that I have come across that is very scary on the one hand. It's also very exciting on the other, because we are at a crossroads, I feel, energetically. We have for so long, for so many years, co-created with fear, with anger, with greed, with corruption, with apathy, with disconnect. A lot of us in the spiritual community have actually tried to disconnect ourselves from what's going on in the world. We've not become involved in supervising, if you will, and asking questions and really insisting on answers to why are we doing things the way we're doing it. And petroleum is a perfect example of that. Since the 70s, it has been known that the abiotic oil is a continuous, constant, endless supply of fuel, yet this information has been kept from us. The Russians knew it. The Russians have now drilled 310 of these super deep well abiotic oil fields on dry land. And the problem that we have in the Gulf is BP drilled into one of these super huge reservoirs of abiotic oil, and they are under great pressure, and there's a massive amount of petroleum and gas there. So that's the issue that they have found themselves in, and we're part of that because we have just taken their word for it. We've not asked any questions. So by our omission, by our lack of interaction with, getting involved, asking questions, no, we haven't been awake. We've not been aware. We've not been conscious. We too are part of it. And for those who practice Ho'oponopono, I would ask that you really get focused on that. And for those who don't, here, very briefly, Ho'oponopono is a Hawaiian healing method of clearing and releasing yourself, clearing the energy of what you have created as a part of the problem, click, click. And it very briefly, very easily, is four steps. Realizing that you are love, getting into that love lineup with I love you to whatever the situation is, and here it would be to the Gulf. I love you to the Gulf of Mexico, to the Earth Mother, to everyone affected by the situation, all our relations, whether they be humans or animals, the water, the air. I love you. I'm sorry, which is simply stating I recognize my part in helping to create this. I bought oil. I was not informed. I allowed my fear, my greed, my apathy to be part of the ingredient that created this situation. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I release now this energy of greed, of fear, of anger. I let it go. I let it wash away. I love you. Thank you. And when you get to the thank you stage, just let it go. It's very simple. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Four easy steps that are not placing guilt or blame. It is taking responsibility because we are all part of the whole. Everything that is done by each individual affects the whole. We are the whole. And Ho'oponopono is a very easy, very beautiful, very wonderful way to bring yourself to awareness, to consciousness and to shift your energy that you're creating with, those thoughts, those feelings, those beliefs, those actions that you use to bring things into physical form. I encourage you to visit DonnaDevane.com, click on the Healing with Stones and Crystals link. It will take you over to the front page of the Healing of the Stones and Crystals website. Be aware, I have been in the process for a while of transferring all those products into a new store, and I have let the custom domain name lapse, so it's Healing with Stone and Crystals Yola site or something like that. But it is valid. It's my website. It's one of about a dozen that I have, and after I finish this transferring of all those items from one place to another, a lot of cut and pasting going on, people, then I will revamp that with a new custom domain. So for right now, it's a lot easier to just go to DonnaDevane.com and click on the Healing with Stones and Crystals link, because DonnaDevane.com is like my hub. It's where I link to all my other web pages. It's easier to give that out than it is to give out a dozen domain names on audios. But I do ask you to join your energy with me. Let's not be afraid. Let's not be angry. Let's not be worried. Don't worry. Be happy. Sing that song. Don't worry. Be happy. Sing that. Put a smile on your face and know that there is nothing that we can bring forth into form, no matter the contrast of it, that we cannot equally create something that is wanted. We're not stuck with what we create that we don't want. We're never stuck with it because we are constantly, constantly bringing forth into form the next thought, the next feeling, the next action. So this is the process that we're all using, and we can heal this. We really can. I've made comments on my radio show many times that if just a few of us could line up for just a couple seconds, seeing that gulf perfect, seeing it perfect, not needing to be healed, but see it perfect, we could hold that for just a few seconds. In an instant, it would be so, because we are that creative power. Thank you so much for listening to me. Visit DonnaDevane.com. I'll come to the podcast page, and I will put the links to the Stone and Crystal page and to DonnaDevane.com on it. I love you. Love yourself well. And let's rejoice, because we are powerful creators. It is all good. Bye-bye now.